such a word, Lord, that your word, your better word, speaks loudly and clearly to us, God. That we will leave here blessed, encouraged, excited about the future, Lord. No longer looking at the past of what we were, what things have happened, but looking to the future, because you are a future God. The past is behind. We're pressing on to the future, God. Lord, I'm having a harder time remembering all the time who I was because of all that you've done. So, Father, I thank you. Let your word speak today to your people in this place and in every church across this world. Oh, God. Time draws short, God. The coming of the Lord is near. Oh, my God. May your people be ready. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Church, you may be seated. Some of y'all might have thought the Lord was coming the other day when the 5.1 earthquake hit. I guess that was the other night, because that was late and I was asleep. So, but I got awoken by my youngest. Did you feel that? Feel what? I didn't feel nothing. I felt my eyelids really heavy. That's what I felt. My eyelids were not opening. One of these days, he's going to figure out that his dad is old and 11:30 is late. But we have not figured that out yet. His only saving grace is when he FaceTimes, there's Miles. That's it. That's the only thing that's saving him right now. Is that my two-week-old grandson is right there, and I get to see him when he FaceTimes me at 11:30 at night. That's it. It's the only reason I answer at this point, because maybe I'll get to see Miles. Bless the Lord. Before I get started, Sunday afternoon, evening, whatever you call it, when we had our meeting, I guess it was afternoon. Somebody said something that kind of brought things back into focus for me. It was unexpected. It was maybe even a little nerve-wracking for her. But Barbara said, hey, maybe we should pray about this. And I don't want her to think, because I texted her. But I want her to know, in that moment, I think I needed to hear that. Because I was really focused on the business of things. And I needed that moment for her to remind me. And I think it did us all some good in that moment. And I think, honestly, it is part of what helped move us forward into what eventually the decision that we made. And with now the contract. And so it's good. It was a great moment. It was a great word, and it was a great reminder for me to say, hey, Pastor, it's pretty bad when you got to remind the pastor that maybe we should pray, right? This is not a good sign for the pastor at all when you got to say somebody, hey, maybe we should pray about this. Maybe we should trust God and pray about this. Oh, those are novel ideas. Maybe we should try that. So I just want to publicly say thank you for that word in that moment. That was a tremendous blessing and a powerful word. It doesn't always have to be shouted to be a powerful word. It doesn't always have to be in all caps. Sometimes it can just be, you know, she didn't say it this way, but I received it this way, not because of her, but because of me. Hey, dummy, maybe we should pray. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is something we like to do around here. Yeah, every once in a while we can do that. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22 is our opening scriptures this morning. Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22 says, "So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple of the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." Church, let's do that thing and let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I have had such a strong sense of your presence. That, Lord, as we got to celebrate one of the great things as a church that we get to do, and as we celebrated the baptism of Lauren today, and as we worshiped, God, and as our worship team, Lord, pressed on and pressed in and pressed through to lead us in worship, missing Robert, but also heavy-hearted over Miss Jeannie, Lord. God, I have sensed your presence. And so, Lord, I trust you to speak today. Lord, I ask that your words would speak louder than mine. God, anoint me that your words would speak louder than mine. God, that you would put your words in my mouth. But Father, also that those words fall on anointed eyes, ears, hearts, and minds. Anointed to receive, anointed to be used, to be a seed planted in good, fertile soil, to produce a harvest in due season. Father, I pray right now over this moment, this time, and this message. And we ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. This is the fourth and final message of the Vision series for Hosanna. The vision of loving, serving, giving, and growing, where we've been discussing how Hosanna, this is who we are, who we are going to be. I pray now and forever that Hosanna will be a loving church, the church that is loving God and loving people, a church that is serving, it's serving God and serving people, a church that is giving, it's giving to God and it's giving to others. And today we're going to talk about how we are a growing church, growing closer to God, growing in numbers, growing as a family. I think all three of those things are major things that we have to be to really, really get where God is calling us to be. That growing is an essential part of that. That there's not one of these words that I've been talking about that is more important than any of them. They are all extremely important. We started with loving because the commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, everything you have. But then also to love your neighbor as yourself. And serving is an essential part of us being believers. It's what we do to show others that God loves them. We serve the church, we serve God, we serve others. And then giving is a natural reaction to us knowing all that God's done. It is us giving back to him of just a portion of what he's given to us. But then we can even go beyond that and give extra in the ways that we have extra. God bless whoever that was. Was that you, Keithan? Well done, my good friend. That was a dad sneeze right there, right? When everything just let it all out at once. Bless Jesus. Giving is such a vital part. And I announced last week our giving initiatives, trying to give to support 10 missionaries for the year, which would be about $6,000 for us to give to missions, but then also trying to raise another $8,500 for us to be able to build a church in Africa, maybe Ghana, maybe even someplace else, who knows. But those are the giving initiatives I announced. And I know not everybody was excited about the message, and I get it, I get it, I get it. But I do know that I also said in that message that if we put God first, right? Seek first the kingdom and his and its righteousness, all these things will be added to it, right? I think we got added to this week. Got the building cell approved. Now we just got to pray. Just because it's approved doesn't mean we stop praying. We have 2 months to get to closing, okay? 2 months to get to closing. 2 months is going to feel like a long time. Feel like a really long time. But I'm glad it's 2 months because we have some things to do in those 2 months. We have some business things to handle in the next 2 months, and I'm going to need your help to do that. It's right after Easter. Hopefully, and Liz probably needs to hear this, if they say, can we move it up? I don't know. I don't want to move it up because I'd like to have the building for Easter. Okay. We can have it for Easter. I don't know what next Easter looks like, but this Easter, I'm going to worry about that one right now. The next one, we'll figure it out later. Final message to talk about growing. Growing is what the church should always do. The church has been described as by some as an organism, and an organism is made to grow. Anytime an organism isn't growing, what's happening is it's dying. It may or may not know it at the time, but if it's not growing, it's dying. If it sits stagnant too long, it will not grow and it will begin to die. We look at our kids and as they're growing up and growing older, we look at them and some of us even say those things like, I wish you'd, you know, stop growing or stop getting so big so fast, right? But that's not the way they're designed. If they ever did that, that thing that you, that your heart wants them to stay little forever, if they did that, you would have to take them to the doctor because something's wrong with them. They're made to grow. That's what they're supposed to do. The church is exactly the same thing. It is designed, it is made to be a growing, living, breathing, and yes, sometimes changing thing. And I know some of those are not our favorite words. You talk about church and change, and people get full of anxiety and stress and fear and all these things. But it's just a part of life. All things must change. Hosanna is a growing church. Praise God. Praise God. It is growing, and the thing that I love and the thing that I believe church is supposed to do and the way a church is supposed to grow and really, honestly, in my mind, has to grow. It has to be a multifaceted growth. It can't just be growing in numbers. It also has to be growing in spirit and maturity and love and serving and all those things. They have to be growing. If we grow, but we don't have more people serving, we're not going to grow for long. If we grow, but don't have people giving, we're not going to grow for long. If we grow, but we don't love, we might as well just shut the doors because it's over. Growing is something, it is essential, it is part of who the church is always supposed to be. If you want proof that Hosanna is growing, volunteer in the nursery. Just gonna leave it right there. Just volunteer in the nursery. I think last Sunday, what, you have 8 in the nursery? Okay, if you've never been in the nursery, I want you to go back there after service and think about Trudy and 8 little ones in that closet. I mean, it's just not much bigger than some of your closet. In fact, my closet might be bigger than that room. I don't know, it's close. It's close. Which maybe that doesn't say good things about me. I don't know. But it's amazing. But you know what? Relief's coming. Bigger nursery's coming. Bigger kids building. Bigger, better, new, like, wow. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you talk to me and you feel like I'm absent-minded or my mind is somewhere else, I'm thinking about the new building in some way. Like, just, see, I apologize. I'm going to keep apologizing to her. It's just where I'm going to be. I'm trying really hard. Thursday, I was not good at it. Yeah. But today, I'm better. I can proclaim it's coming. I will proclaim it loudly April the 3rd after I walk out of the doors with that check. And I can deposit it, and we can start all of the processes that we're going to have to start. Right? And you're going to get so tired of seeing me. And you're going to not want to look at your phone when you get a text message. It's like, oh, Pastor said we have a meeting. Right? But these are great things. These are not fun things, but they're great things, because it means God is doing something that we've been praying for him to do for over a year. We've been praying about this for over a year. Some of you weren't here when this process first started. Can I just tell you? I want to tell you one little story, okay? Because the way this whole thing started was a phone call. I'm trying to remember, was at the station, or I don't remember. But I got a phone call from this individual who said, I've got somebody who's, would you be interested in selling the building on the south side? I said, well, of course. You know, at the right price, of course I'm interested in selling. So we start going through this process, and I won't go through the details of the process, but we got an appraisal. It was a terrible appraisal. I will never, ever say anything, but it was a terrible appraisal. And when I finally got the appraisal back and I tried to call this individual who said he was interested in buying the building, he didn't answer. Now, this man was in his 80s, okay? He was a former Oklahoma State baseball player, was on their national championship team. He was very elderly at the time. But him and his son wanted to buy the building because they were buying all that property. And when I couldn't get a hold of him, my heart said, I'm not sure about this. So then I go online and I find out this man passed away. And then I talk to his son and I find out that he was at a funeral for a family member. He gave the eulogy at the funeral, went, sat down, and died right there at the funeral. Right? So hopes are high, and then hopes are crashed. But then today, building sold, it's coming. Right? It's not always going to look perfect, but my God knows the end from the beginning. The end from the beginning. He knew all along. It was the catalyst that got the whole process started. It was the thing that sparked us being willing and interested in moving forward in that way, right? It was getting us to start to grow in a way that we weren't thinking about growing at that time. But it was a thing that he used. Sometimes the thing that God will use to get you to grow is uncomfortable and unfun. But yet, when you go through it, you can see at the end, wow. He was really he wanted to take me somewhere, right? He wanted to grow me, and I was resistant to that growth. I was resistant to that change. I was resistant to doing what was going to be necessary and needed. If I had known that that dude was going to die like that, I'd have probably never taken his phone call, right? I wouldn't have answered that phone call because, man, we got our hopes way up, and then they just, I'll never forget that meeting. Oh, Lord Jesus. I wanted to crawl under the table during that meeting. It just was. But now, it's different. It's changed. It's all different. And I know. I see the growth. Is this the thing that's going to grow everything and fix everything? No. I'm not saying that. But it could help some things. It could absolutely help some things. So. Acts 2:41 says, then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day they were added about 3,000 souls. The growth of the church in that moment, that was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is what most people consider the birthday of the church. It's where the church really was birthed and really began to happen. And then this moment, just after that, where people were being baptized, it said 3,000 souls were joining them that day, right? That was that thing that helped to spark the growth of the church. That outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then the baptism was just a sign of what God was doing. Baptism is the most, one of the most amazing things that we get to do as a church is to baptize. I did not plan this. I did not organize this or orchestrate this. When Lauren came up to me last Sunday and said, "Hey, Pastor, I want to be baptized," I thought, okay, well, that fits perfectly into what I'm going to talk about, the growth of the church. It wasn't what I did. I did not do this. She said, I said, "When do you want it?" And she said, "Whenever." I said, "Okay, well, I'm very much the Ethiopian eunuch, you know. Well, hey, there's water. Let's do it now." Like that very much my attitude. So, well, I knew I couldn't get the tank put up and filled real quickly. So let's next Sunday. No reason to wait. Let's not put it off. Let's just get it done. And it works out perfect that today, when we're talking about the growth of the church, we got to baptize Lauren and proclaim the goodness of God. That's how my God works. I could have never orchestrated that. I mean, I could have asked somebody. I could have said, "I know you've been baptized before, but hey, it would really work well with my message if you would just go ahead and get baptized again." I'm not that guy. There are other pastors who might be that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in God and let him work things out, because, man, I will get in his way and step on his toes every single time. Ultimately, this was a reaction in Acts 2, a reaction to the Spirit. It was a reaction it was when the people's prayers and God's timing met. When the people's prayers and God's timing met together, that's Acts 2. I believe that was this week for this church. When the church's prayers and God's timing met. I'm believing that's exactly what we're in the midst of. I'm believing that this is exactly the moment that we're living in. And could I have told you that this was going to be the Sunday that I was going to talk about growing the church? No, that was supposed to be last Sunday, because we had a snowstorm that canceled a service. Some of y'all don't know, but our new family from Brazil that's on the very back row there, they came to that service. Y'all didn't show up, but they were here. I wasn't here either, so it's fine. I was supposed to talk about the church growing last Sunday. But because of that snowstorm, I'm talking about it today. And I'm talking about it today after God orchestrated the sale of the building. Come on. Come on. The Tuesday we had the meeting was the last day of the contract with Liz and Betty Dickey, the realtors. Come on. Tell me he doesn't have timing. Tell me he can't orchestrate things better than I can. I'd have done this a year ago, man. But you know what? I'm more grateful today than I would have been back then. Because I was probably more involved in it back then than I was now. I was thinking about it more. I was praying about it more. I was so much more wrapped into that whole idea. But now I haven't been as wrapped up into it, and now it was God's timing. Can I tell you, his timing is perfect every single time. In the fullness of time, my Bible says. In the fullness of time. John 15:2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. Part of being a Spirit-filled, Spirit-led church is allowing the Spirit to help us grow. And that means the Spirit speaking into our lives. That means the Spirit calling us or speaking to us, even in those moments when we need to hear that we're in the wrong. You ever been in a situation where you're having a disagreement with someone, and man, you are right. You know you're right. You're convinced you're right. And somewhere in the midst of that, the Spirit speaks to you and says, "You might not be as right as you think." Or says, "You can be right and wrong at the same time." That's pruning. That's being led by the Spirit. Yeah, you might be totally right in what you're saying, but you might be totally wrong in how you're coming at it. Yes, 100%, I'm right. Some of us really like being right, right? In fact, we would even say our political party is right, right? That's as close as I'm going to get to making a political comment. I was just, as a political joke, not a comment, okay? But when we allow the Spirit to prune us, then we find growth. And we are designed to grow and bear fruit. In fact, we are designed to bear a lot of fruit. Right? When I think about fruit bearing, I'm always going to think about the Wallachs from Perkins who have 8 sons bearing fruit. You want to talk about bearing fruit? There you go. They have bared fruit. 8 sons. 1 3-bedroom house with 8 sons. Bless them, Jesus. Ooh, bless the Lord. It helps us, the Spirit, when we allow the Spirit to speak, it helps us to grow and change into what He has called us to be. Into growing into the person that He's called us to be. The servant, the giver, the believer, the follower of the way. That's my favorite description of a Christian. Was before they were called Christians, they just called them a follower of the way. That's what I want to be, a follower of the way. I know too many Christians I don't want to be associated with, because they're right. So you think. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is, the drawing is a growing. The drawing is us growing closer to Him and God growing closer to us. It's the moments where you can feel His presence and those moments where you have never felt closer to Him. Almost as if you have your mind, your eyes closed, not your mind closed, your eyes closed. Keep your mind open, Lord. Your eyes closed, and almost as if you can touch Him. Almost as if He is right there in that place. Some of you have heard me tell this story, and it's one I will tell forever, I'm pretty sure. As a Buddy Barrel alumni in this church, we had a costume that I think Byron and Carolyn and I don't even know who all was associated with making of that costume. And it was a tall yellow costume with a red top and sat on your shoulders and covered, like, it was a big Buddy Barrel, what it was. And at one point I got voluntold that was my job. It's one of my favorite words, voluntold. And I became Buddy Barrel. And so the first Sunday of the month, every month, I would go and put on the Buddy Barrel costume and come out and be silly and make jokes and try to help raise money for BGMC. And I remember once sitting in the nursery in the Buddy Barrel costume, could not have felt more silly. Maybe if my face had been painted, but nobody could have seen it, so it was kind of useless. But sitting in that costume in the nursery and entering into a moment of prayer before service and forgetting where I was and forgetting how I looked, because I felt God was just right there, and opening my eyes and just seeing yellow in front of me going, oh, has service started yet? And having to listen for the songs and the music. And just never feeling closer. And then I've told some of you the story about when I was praying and I had my Bluetooth little earpiece thing on. I finished my prayer, said amen, and hit the button on the side of the Bluetooth thing because I had to hang up. Because that's how close I felt to Him in that moment. That I just hung up on the Lord. Of those moments where I drew close to Him and He drew close to me. Those moments, those cause growth. Those are what it inspires us to grow, because I can promise you that in those moments, never having felt closer to him than in those moments, I wanted to do that again. I wanted to get close to him again. I wanted to pray more. I wanted to spend more time in his presence like that. And so I started, man, it really sparked growth in my prayer life, where I started to pray and think about praying and talk about praying and read about praying. And it became such a significant part of my walk with the Lord. And I started to really, like, I can associate with this verse in James better now than I could have before that. Draw close to me and I'll draw close to you. There's something about it when we draw close to him that he changes everything. Our faith, your faith, my faith, is meant to be contagious. And it's something that we are supposed to, we are designed, we are called to help others learn to draw closer to him. The things that we are trying to do, that I am trying to encourage in this church, are things that are going to help us grow closer to him. Sunday service, that's always a part of it. Wednesday night with the youth group, our youth group needs to learn to get closer to God. They're young. They're going to need him a long time unless he comes back sooner. Quicker. I don't like that word, sooner. Quicker. Faster. More recent. Our small groups are designed for us to come together and grow in knowledge and understanding of his word, of who he is, of what he has for us. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, and these are our final verses. I will start to close now. Yes, I ran over, and I would apologize if I were sorry. Ephesians 4, 14 through 16. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body, for the building up of itself in love. Even Paul in Ephesians describes that we are to be a growing body. Some of us, maybe you've seen somebody who had, like, there was a guy that I knew, he was a really good friend of my brother's in school, from Cushing, and every all of him was normal except one of his hands was deformed, right? And it was obvious. It was easy to see. We are designed to grow and to work together. It describes us as a body where each part works together with blood flow and with strength and power. It's we are designed to be a body, and the body is designed to grow. And some of us, our body really grew. And I'm working on that. I'm down. Praise the Lord, I'm down. But I still want to spiritually grow. We should never stop spiritually growing. I'm blessed because every so often I get messages from Sister Frida. Can I just encourage you, when Frida does her small group, if you're anywhere close to Perkins, go hang out with Frida. Man, she is funnier than you know, but she's deeper than you realize, because I get messages from her where she's been doing her study, and sometimes she completely blows my mind with the things that she gets out of the Word in her studies. And she is older than me, and I'll stop there. I wasn't going to say that. You're more or less my mother's age, so yes, that's pretty close to that, somewhere in that vicinity. But she still wants to grow. She's still trying to grow in her senior citizen days, we'll say. In her elder, I don't know what the right way to say it without it sounding coming across poorly. There's a lot of ways I could say it that I won't. What'd you say? Yeah. We are an organism. We are an organism. We are meant to grow. We are meant to change. But we're also meant to be one body growing together. Each one giving, serving, loving their way, their part. May that never change. May a new building not change that, but enhance that. May we be more loving, more serving, more giving, and even more growing when that comes to fruition. It's not going to change the heart of Hosanna. Ever change the heart of Hosanna. We will be all four of those words. My grace, my faith in Him. We're going to pray. Could we... Are they done across the street, Kenny? I saw your message. Okay. Could we pray for you? I know your back's hurting. Could we? Okay. I want to get Alex out here from the nursery. I want to pray over his ears. Okay. Going off of what Barbara said at the meeting the other night, can we pray? Can God heal? Do we believe that? Who needs healing? Who needs prayed for? Who needs to see God move in a powerful way in their life? So, Tammy's going to find some music. If you will come, do you mind coming and having a seat? I'm going to ask you, ladies. There is oil right here. If some of you ladies would come and lay hands on Heather and pray for her, as long as she's okay with you laying hands on her, I won't want to cover you with 14,000 hands, and you're like, it would be. I'm going to pray and close out the service, but that doesn't mean we're done. It just means if you need to go, go. But we're going to stay and we're going to pray. And I don't care who you are, how many times you've attended this church, or what the need is. If you need prayer, let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the move of your Spirit in this place, God. I have felt your presence in our midst today. God, as we close out this service, I pray, Lord, by faith, that the four words that you have given me as a vision for Hosanna are exactly who we are. And however we need to become more, though any of those four words, we are able and willing to become more. Father, we continue to lift up Jeannie Chardine, God, praying and believing for healing. But God, as we close out this service, we lift you up. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love in this place. We thank you, you've been with us. And we can say, oh, my God is good. Help us to grow closer to you, draw closer to you, God, knowing you will draw closer to us. Father, I thank you. My God, I love you. As we leave here, protect us and guide us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Church, if you need to go, you are free to leave.